Once Mama was asked, what was her dream in her childhood? What did she want to become? Mama replied, I wanted to do bhakti. I admire that people still praise Mira. I wanted to do such task which could be remembered by the whole world when I pass. In the path of bhakti, people worship goddesses, but actually, this is the memorial about powers of the soul. Mama was an embodiment of all those powers. We saw this in your actions. Saraswati plays the sitar of knowledge and takes all souls from the darkness of ignorance into the light of awareness and realization. Mama was the embodiment of knowledge, Saraswati, and her words were so sweet. There is memorial of Saraswati, and it was practical in life of Mama.
Mama always said, I tell you only that what I received from the Father. She shared what she imbibed. That is why her words were sparkling with sweetness and joy.
Mama was the best student. That is why she became the goddess of knowledge. While listening Murlis, as soon as Mama listened to Baba's version, she immediately became the embodiment of it in her life. Doing everything during the day, Mama was merged into churning spiritual knowledge. She could listen one of Baba's poems and then talk about it for the next 10 days, unveiling yet more secrets. She could take up one point and talk on it for an hour. This revealed the clarity and depth of her understanding.
Mama's intellect was very sharp. Like a sparrow picks up grain, then chews it and feeds many birds. In the same way, Mama used to chew knowledge given by Baba and explained in a very easy way so that everyone could understand. Even an ordinary person would understand Mama's Murlis. Once I invited friends who studied the Gita very well to meet Mama. I questioned whether Mama, who had never read any scriptures, would be able to make them content with knowledge. And the first question that came up was, do you say that this Gita is false? Mama answered promptly, why don't you look at all the attainments? The Gita was for society, but society became iron-aged. Although the knowledge is so great, why did evil take birth? Over here, the Supreme Soul says, I established the Golden Age by relating the knowledge of the Gita. So tell me, which Gita is the truth? The one that brings about world's transformation or the one that gives birth to immortality? You are all educated individuals, so go beyond blind faith and think about the truth in an unbiased way. Hearing this, they started whispering into each other's ears. She silenced us by talking about attainments. The flow of conversation had definitely changed course.
Someone sent a request to Mama to record some of her elevated versions on the tape. Mama sat in deep contemplation for a while. She asked for one of Baba's Murlis and then recorded a few versions from the Murli itself as they were. She did not add or change anything.
Mama's words flowed in an unbroken stream,
transmitted spirituality into our lives. Mama ignited everyone's light through the light of knowledge attained from Baba. Her words were as deep as the ocean, high as the sky, and flowed like the Ganges. Listening to her, we would repeatedly have the thought that our lives should become like Mama's life. Amba gives the eternal blessing of peace and happiness to peaceless and happy human beings. She fulfills the desires of all hearts. Mama's life had a magnetic power because she considered everyone to be her child. This was her actual perception. She interacted with souls as if she really was Jagadamba in the corporeal form.
Mama's speciality was that she supported every child with maturity and love. She found time for every child and made everyone elevated. Her love was really selfless. Her drishti for every child was very special. She looked at every one of us with a very elevated vision. We never wanted to be separated from her. We continue to sing songs of gratitude to Mama. Mama never had discrimination. She never made comparisons between children. When a child came to her taking a complaint about another child, she would say, "Child, before speaking about others' bad quality, tell me one of his virtues. First tell me his good quality and then the bad one." And as the child would begin to think about the good quality of other, his hostility would die down. How could anyone talk about someone else's virtues and then complain about him? In this way, Mama would transform a quarrel between two souls into a loving relationship and always maintained an equal, unbiased vision for both her children.
Mama was in fact a young girl, but she accepted the task of being mother of the Yagya. From the day I met her, I saw my Laukik parents and other elderly children address her as Mama, but I had yet to witness another unusual experience. A sister who used to go into trance and offer bhog to Shiv Baba on Thursdays in Madhavan was Mama's Laukik mother. I was amazed to see how her mother interacted with her own Laukik daughter as her spiritual mother. I got goose pimples the first time I saw this. Despite being elderly, the mother rightly appeared like a daughter. I saw how their sanskars and nature changed.
Her personality brightly sparkled and radiated motherly love in a natural way. Uma Devi fills the hearts and minds of all with hope, zeal and enthusiasm, eliminating unhappiness and disheartenment.
Mama was number one in everything. When the class began, first of all, Mama will come. Yoga begins, Mama will come first. Mama was very accurate in everything. She used to join every kind of activity. For example, if someone is suing, Mama will come and sit there. We felt that we want to learn from her. Mama will come for cutting vegetables. We used to cook food turn by turn. There were groups for cooking food. But Mama was present in every group. She will come to roll chapatis. And as soon as Mama came, everyone got the message and ran to fulfill their duty. She did not say anything. She just stood and everything was done.
Mama's divine words of enthusiasm could strengthen the weak soul.
Mama stayed in Calcutta for service. One day, I met a wholesale dealer who had incurred a great loss and was completely dejected with life. He was contemplating suicide. I told him, "Your fortune has brought Jagadamba Saraswati to your locality. Tell her about your sorrowful situation and resolve it." When he went before Mama, she gave him powerful drishti filled with spiritual love. She smiled and said, "Child, life is a play of victory and defeat. No one can remain untouched by happiness or sorrow, win or loss, respect or insult, praise or defamation. Understand spiritual knowledge deeply. Practice meditation. Be a trustee and take care of your business, and everything will automatically become fine." He listened to Mama's sweet lullaby, and tears of love flowed from his eyes. Mama once again gave him sweet drishti and dispelled the anguish in his heart. Years later, when I was in Allahabad, I saw the same brother get out of his car to meet me. He reminded me of his past story. He had once again become a healthy, wealthy and happy, and constantly remembered sweet Mama's words of hope, which had breathed new life into him.
Meeting Mama and experience the bliss and lightness of her purity, we felt inspiration to fully live by the teaching of the spiritual university. Vaishnav Devi radiates to everyone the light of purity, which empowers all ordinary human beings to become full of all virtues and completely viceless divine beings. She was a living spiritual magnet. Her drishti was filled with spiritual magic, as she was a goddess incarnate, perfect with all divine virtues and principles, who had incarnated to purify the impure world.
Once a man came who also wanted to meet Mama. He insisted and was allowed to meet. He entered and sat down before Mama and for the first time in his life experienced the coolness of purity and bliss of a viceless soul. He felt how it was not to have a single vicious thought in the mind. Perhaps it was a feeling of just a second or even a minute. He realized that she was a very pure and great soul. He did not say anything. She also did not say anything. He simply stood and looked at Mama. He experienced his closeness to Mama. He had the feeling that this is my mother. I want to be in her lap. He thought that if he did, he would remain pure for the rest of his life.
Mama had a very pure heart. She merged inside her anything connected to any child as if it never happened. She never kept weaknesses of others in her heart. Being among many other souls, listening to all, she always remained loving and detached.
In the entire drama, she was the only one who became the image of knowledge. Everyone would call her Mama. When new people came, they also used to say, "Mother." Anyone inviting her, in the invitation letter, they would write, "Oh, you are our mother. You are the goddess of purity." Everyone thought that if Mama would just touch them, their vices would run away. Her purity used to pull like a magnet. Purity was absorbed in her vision, in her attitude, and in her smile. She was very different from the entire world. Millions of rupees are nothing in front of her smile.
Innocent expression of Mama's face resembled a saint or a child who are not able to deceive. Kali portrays fearlessness and courage and destroys all vices and impure motives deep within every human soul.
As much as Mama was sweet-natured, she was equally fearless. Her belief was, when God, the one whom we should fear in our life, now belonged to us, who else are we to fear? Only the one who commits sin is scared. We perform elevated and true actions and follow God's directions. So why should we be scared and afraid of anything? Mama taught us different tactics and made us strong and fearless. Mama gave us teachings. You can come and nobody will stop you. But you should behave with love. You should not be obstinate. So that parents do not feel that you learn bad things here. They should rather think that you get beautiful teachings. If someone says wrong things to you, tolerate it. Don't oppose them. When we used her teachings at our homes, we were successful in our relationships. Mama conquered our hearts of those who were in bondages. We loved Mama a lot.
Baba sent me to Amritsar to follow Mama. There was a large group of opposition. About 1,000 people had gathered. They tried to break down the door. Sisters opened the door and said that Mama would not meet them right now. Five or six people forcefully entered the house and ran up the stairs to the room where Mama was sitting on the gadi in deep yoga and peace. Watching Mama, they also experienced deep peace and just sat down. They came to quarrel and express their anger, but they were peacefully sitting before Mama and remained silent. It was inappropriate to even make the slightest of sounds. They carried on observing Mama. Mama was looking at them with love, smiling and spreading vibrations of yoga. They calmed down completely. It was as if they did not want to leave this place. The crowd was waiting for them outside for quite some time. When they went out, all surrounded them. What happened? What did they say? Did you tell them to get out of here with their center? And they answered, "Oh dear brothers, you should go yourself and see Mama. She is absolutely pure. She is an incarnated goddess."
This world is a battlefield where we are not fighting with each other. In fact, we are fighting with five vices. The evil thoughts. Now, vices, they are not human beings as such. They are not devils as such. But they are just thoughts, violent thoughts, vicious thoughts that come to our mind. So, Mama used to say, with the power of knowledge, you must be able to win them over. She was so powerful. In front of her, no person with any evil thought could stay, even for a moment.
Gayatri Ma, especially remembered in the darkness of sorrow and insecurity, to remove the bad omens. With her blessings and power, souls experience true bliss and joy.
as soon as we met Mama and held her hand, we felt that we received Sakash and happiness. There was special power and magic in Mama's hands.
Mama asked Sister Nalini, "What is the aim of your life?" She answered, "To eat, to drink and enjoy." Once I saw a bird's nest, and the mother bird put a grain in the baby bird's mouth. It was an enchanting scene. Mama, in her sweet, charming voice, asked me, "Look, what is the difference between you and this bird?" Human beings received God's blessing. They have been gifted with an intellect. If a human being grows up, gives birth to children, sustains them, and birds also do the same, then what is the difference between the two? Then why is the human being considered the highest creature? What is the importance of human life? Saying this, Mama stroked my back lovingly within her embrace. In that embrace lied all attainments and fulfillment of all desires. Then she explained to me what one's aim in life should be, how human life is valuable as a diamond. Mama opened the eye of my intellect. Her gentle, sweet, and empowering smile filled me with strength, which directed me to the right path and destination.
If somebody was upset, then Mama will explain to them. Because she used to act like a judge and help them to understand and realize that this is wrong. And with not only just explain to them, but give them that strength to overcome that maya.
Mama constantly guided me in all my decision making on this spiritual path. One day I went to her disturbed and said, "I cannot tolerate this anymore." Mama asked me, "Have you seen a pressure cooker?" I replied affirmatively, saying, "Yes, it noisily lets out steam once the pressure builds up." Mama said amusingly, "I hope you are not one of them." She then related many of her experiences and said, "You will remain number one if you are able to tolerate." In time, I found this to be the greatest truth of Mama's life. Never again did I utter those words. Tolerance has become my mantra for life.
Like the moon, she was constantly surrounded with peaceful and cool aura. Her life was like a fragrant flower garden. Her actions spread the fragrance of divine virtues. Mama's eyes shone with spiritual light of motherly love and compassion. Santoshi Ma, an embodiment of contentment, brings a feeling of contentment and well-being in all through her own speciality of contentment.
Mama was very mature and silent. Despite having many tasks on hand, there was never any difference visible on her face or in her behavior and interactions. She remained peaceful, sweet and focused. She was very responsible. We never saw Mama becoming extroverted or peaceless. She would be constantly smiling. When someone made a mistake, I never saw Mama getting angry. She always said, "Never become angry, no matter what happens." Even if great loss occurs at the hands of someone, explain or correct him with love. Once, I told Mama about one brother who would get very displeased if we didn't listen to him and do what he wished. Mama said, "Listen, if you were to give a thirsty person 36 varieties of food instead of water, would he be satisfied? Therefore, you should keep the soul's sanskars in your mind. Accept what he says and make him content." Mama named him OK. The brother developed a lot of love for Mama, and being called OK made him OK in reality. That is, he transformed his nature. Mama's words, OK, became a blessing for him.
Mama did not have particular liking for certain foods. She never complained or commented about the Yagya Prasad. Whatever she was given, no matter how much or how it was presented, she accepted it respectfully and devoid of any desires.
Mama came to Pune and stayed with me for 5 weeks. I saw that she did so much service but never expressed it. She was very introverted. She acted in the external world just as an instrument and usually was in a state of inner intoxication. Her face reflected happiness and intoxication. She had no arrogance at all. She was not proud of her role. She was an image of Tyag and Tapasya.
Durga takes power from the incorporeal God. She uses this divine power to remove all weaknesses. People herded images of goddesses in cavern hills and ignited light before them. We really felt that Mama was sitting in the cave of introvertness. Her light was ignited and her eyes made us experience Shakti.
Goddess Durga riding a lion means conquering violence and with the power of truth, with the power of love, being fearless in sharing the truth in her life, sharing the truth with others. So Mama's life was a very powerful mirror. By seeing Mama, we could see very clear picture of our own truth of goodness or of our weakness.
Once I asked Mama, which one aspect took you ahead of many? Mama answered, "It is in my understanding that the virtue of determination, that is, to fulfill any thought I have at any cost, is taking me ahead."
Everything of Mama was powerful. Knowledge, yoga, dharana, service.
Once the government of Rajasthan took the decision to clear out the buildings occupied by the Yagya. Many government officials and police officers came to the headquarters to clear out these houses. The Yagya's entire property was stored in those bungalows and could probably have filled many truckloads. There was no other suitable place where they could shift the headquarters to, and the Yagya was also going through financial difficulties. Brahma Baba was out of Madhuban on service. In such a desperate situation, you can imagine how much upheaval and worry anyone could experience. But in such difficult examination, Mama specially used the power of yoga and crossed over the hardest of circumstances with her firm, unshakable and stable stage. During this time too, a special yoga session was conducted, and Mama herself made the place a strong fortress of spirituality with her deep peace and power. Observing her immovable, stable stage, others became free from all thoughts and faced the situation as detached observers. Soon, everything got settled.
We tell about eight powers, but I practically saw all eight powers in Mama. One strength, one support. The whole world was on the one side and Mama was on the other side. She was a commander of the Shakti army. How she walked, how she spoke and interacted gave a feeling that she is a commander of a great army. Whatever was the situation, Mama was absolutely free from fear.
A Mama directed the Shiv Shakti army through all examinations that each task of establishment of the new world entailed. No matter how adverse the situations or obstacles were, Mama remained immovable and unshakable, faced them with a smile, and became victorious. Lakshmi means the aim of life. This goddess is a symbol of the highest divine knowledge and achievement of health, wealth and happiness. That is why she is the aim for all.
I greatly admired every virtue of Mama. I never saw her filing away time in wasteful matters or tasks. To look at the virtues in every soul, neither look nor talk about someone's defects, relate knowledge to others, guide someone and help make their life elevated. These were the specialities I learned from Mama. Mama used to walk so silently like an angel. No one would know when she had come and gone or stands behind someone's back. Mama instructed us that we should not yell at someone to get their attention. She used to say, "Go close to them and tell them that you wish to talk to them." Mama taught us to speak softly among ourselves, such that even a third person should be unable to hear that conversation. She said, "Speak softly, peacefully and lovingly. You are to become deities. And the deities never laugh out loudly. They never speak loudly. They never walk noisily. Our walk should resemble deities. There should be absolutely no sound at all."
Our Mama gave us the light of peace and divine qualities. She directed our attention to the eternal inside us. She was as a beautiful temple of all virtues. Mama listened to the only one. Only the one was in her heart. She was merged into the love for the one. And even impossible became possible.
मन की आँखों से हर पल ही तुझको देखूं मन की आँखों से हर पल ही तुझको देखूं बाबा खड़े है पास मेरे बाबा मेरे बाबा मेरे बाबा मेरे बाबा मेरे
मन की आँखों से हर पल ही तुझे
If you want to become perfect, always look at God the Father. Remember Him constantly. Follow His Srimad and follow Brahma Baba. Never have any doubt in Shiv Baba. Become absolutely wiseless.
ऐसे मीठे मीठे सीला दे सबूत बच्चों पे याद प्यार और गुड मॉर्निंग
तू प्यार का सागर है तू प्यार का सागर है तेरी एक बूंद के प्यासे हम तेरी एक बूंद के प्यासे हम लौटा जो दिया जो दिया तूने चले जाएंगे जहां से हम चले जाएंगे जहां से हम
प्यार का सागर है तू प्यार का सागर है तेरी एक बूंद के प्यासे हम
पागल पंछी उड़ने को बेफरार उड़ने को बेफरार पंख है कोमल आंख है धुंधली जाना है सागर पार जाना है सागर पार अब तू ही से समझा अब तू ही से समझा राह भूले थे कहां से हम राह भूले थे कहां से हम खड़ी कोई क्या जाने कहां
पर